The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
Welcome to Webster Groves Health Radio. I'm your host, Matt Factor, from Factor Physical Therapy, that's located in Webster Groves at the corner of Watson and Laclede Station Road in Yorkshire Village. And I'm here with my co-host, David Factor. On Webster Groves Health Radio, we discuss health-related issues, along with improving our community. For today's show, we invited on Randy Leopando of Nutriformance. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Good to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
Could you tell us a little bit about Nutriformance?
Well, Nutriformance, we started in 1997 and actually started as an in-home personal training company. And we were situated or housed in the basement of a fitness retailer. And what we did was we provided free fitness consultations every time a salesperson sold a piece of equipment. So that's where we went into their homes, showed them how to use the equipment, and then also told them about our services. And that's how we started.
Oh, terrific.
And then in 2000, we had our first facility. And in 2001, we ended up with our main location in Frontenac.
And so you said it's at Frontenac. Give us some landmarks. We're in Frontenac.
So we're at the corner of Clayton and Lindbergh, across from Plaza Frontenac and adjacent or behind the Frontenac Hilton. We're in the La Chateau Village Plaza, that French architecture looking complex.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So what makes Nutriformance different?
Well, first, we've been in the game for about 20 years now in St. Louis. I'm actually celebrating my 20-year anniversary with the company next week.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Can't believe it. Time flies. But
are they getting you a watch?
Maybe just a plaque.
Okay.
Protein shake.
Yeah. Protein shake and a plaque. Perfect. And maybe an energy bar.
That's right.
What makes us different? I think, I would say we were the first to be more of a boutique-style fitness facility, and we prided ourselves on individualized programming and attention and customer service. And it kind of started from there. What made us different back then and 20 years ago is most trainers were mostly bodybuilders, and the way they programmed for people is pretty generic, and we saw something different. We realized that wasn't really what people's goals were, so we literally listened to people and what their goals were and programmed for them, and the rest is history.
I mean, everybody doesn't want to look like The Rock, you know?
Not everybody.
so that's pretty interesting. And so I think right now in the fitness community, you'll see all different types of trends, but I think one big thing is that quality has really quality and attention to service has really gone down, it seems like. It seems like everything is turning kind of into a, maybe a Walmart style type of, just kind of run and gun, kind of push everybody through. Let's see how many people we can get here, how many bodies we can stack to the ceiling, and then just kind of run our facility. And it sounds like that you guys are a lot different, that you guys are spending a lot of time on customer service and getting to know your clients and figuring out what's important to them. And then you guys are kind of, helping them reach their goals. Is that kind of correct? Or
yeah, it just seems like a lot of industries are going that way. So we try to stay true to our roots and provide utmost client customer service and make sure that we take care of them. Many from gyms to, I don't want to badmouth any other industries, but we try to stay true to that and provide the utmost customer service.
Yeah. So, and we've kind of talked a little bit about personal training, right?
Yeah.
So, I think everybody's heard of personal training, but I don't know how many people have actually tried personal training. I've done personal training myself. And I think, whenever you have a goal and you have a coach and somebody who's guiding you through towards that goal, there's kind of a special bond that develops between you and your trainer. And it's actually a pretty cool thing, especially if you have a trainer who you trust and you believe in.
So what, an earlier question you asked me about what makes us different is, yeah. So what I've been doing for the last 20 years was matching clients to trainers. We have about 30 trainers on staff, but a prospect will come in and let me know what their fitness goals are. And while they're telling me their fitness goals, I'm already thinking in my head, who would be a good fit for this person? Not only for their skill set, but also their personality. There's a lot of factors that come into play when you're setting someone up for personal training. Some facilities just pretty much assigns a new client with whoever's available. While I may have people who are available, I ultimately want to match them up so that they have that relationship, can build a rapport, and also, you know, there's a trust factor. And if you set someone up who, and I'll ask them what type of trainer did you have in mind, because even if they don't have someone in mind, they may say that they want a drill sergeant, or they might say, I don't want anyone yelling at me.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. And so that's... I forgot what the question was already, but there's my answer.
No, yeah, I just was kind of just remarking on the power of personal training and the importance of it. I think that everybody can benefit from having a coach at any time in their life, whether you don't have to be a high school athlete or a college athlete to get the benefits out of sitting with somebody who's an expert who gets to know you and then who kind of guides you through it. It's a little, you know, it's different than just looking at YouTube videos or checking out, a couple of men's health magazines or something like that.
Yeah, times have changed. They used to be a luxury, something of the rich and famous to have a trainer, but people these days are more concerned about their health, and maybe they've either tried to go on a fitness program on their own and they got injured and they get to see you guys, or they have no clue where to start, and that's where we come in.
Yeah, and I like that you're matching personalities, because I see a big deficit in the healthcare realm where people go into physicians' offices and they have a bad experience with somebody in there, and then it colors their whole view of the whole place, and then they're like, well, that place sucks, never going there again. And and that's hard, right? That's hard as a small business when you're unique, right? And you're trying to represent a certain image. If people are getting rubbed the wrong way by one or two people, or it's not a match, then we got to figure that out, right? And
right,
sounds like you guys have kind of mastered it over there.
We do our best.
Yeah.
So Randy, how did you get interested in personal training?
Ah, my favorite story. Well, when I was about 15 years old, I got a sports injury. I tore my ACL, my MCL, my medial meniscus, and had surgery, and then I went to physical therapy. I unfortunately had a bad experience at my physical therapy, where I was the last appointment of the day. This particular physical therapist, he was pretty good, but he would also catch up on his paperwork.
Sure.
While I did my stuff. And so...
During your appointment.
Yeah.
Right.
A few weeks went by and he said, okay, you're good. You're finished. I'm like, I am. I don't think I can even run, but I was cleared for...
Right, you still can't do stuff.
Yeah, still can do stuff. So I thought, oh my gosh. And I got a call from my coach. He heard I was finished with physical therapy. And then he said, well, we're going to move you up. Are you ready for next year? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not. He goes, oh, you'll be fine. And I thought, I'm not going to be fine. So I started reading books on my own, worked out in my basement, did some things well, did some other things I probably shouldn't have, but I was young. My body was okay. It didn't break. And then in high school, when someone asked me what I wanted to do for a living, I thought, you know, that kind of worked for me. So I like it. I play sports. I like to work out. So let's try this physical therapy, wellness, fitness, performance enhancement thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you didn't get bored of it, right? You fell in love with it.
Correct.
And I think that makes a big difference too when, people of any age can be around somebody who's passionate about a certain thing, then it's contagious. So you want to be around that.
It definitely helps in our industry.
Okay. And definitely with the way things change too. I don't know how you could keep up with all the different trends and all the different things that people are trying unless you were really interested in it, because it requires constant attention.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it's up to us, the professionals, to decipher what's a trend versus what's going to stay.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff out there, and there's so much information now that even I can't keep up.
Right. It is challenging, yeah. Definitely in the physical therapy realm, I get all types of questions on a daily basis of things, and I'm like, Let me research that, because I have never heard of that, and I don't know why you're doing it, but I'll figure out if it'll make a difference.
And you just got to be an expert to figure out how to answer the questions that people have from watching actually YouTube videos or any Google, anything they Google online.
Yeah, there's so much out there. It's interesting.
Yeah. No, I think I have people who come in who've had bad experiences at gyms, and then they tell me, I went to this trainer and then the trainer yelled at me, or the trainer was telling me no pain, no gain. And so they'll come in and they'll express some type of fear or apprehension about physical therapy. And I'm like, well, hey, let's figure out what the issue is, and we'll kind of go from there. And I try to do my part to make sure that people don't become disenfranchised with exercise or disenfranchised with fitness when they come in. If they have had a bad experience, I like to try to, either hook them up with people like you guys, or, get them in touch with people who, I guess are more attuned and better at building those relationships. Because it makes a big difference if you're talking about them jumping 10 feet and this person's talking about, hey, I just want to be able to carry a 20 pound bag of groceries. We're talking about two different things here. And, sometimes the trainer's goals and the person's goals don't align.
Yeah, very true on that.
All right. Could you tell us a little bit about different types of, credentials that you had to get in order to become a personal trainer?
Ah, yes. So at Nutriformance, all my trainers are degreed and certified. And there are a lot of certifications out there. I like to hire trainers who have what we call top tier certification. And there's about five or six organizations that are considered top tier. On top of that, some trainers have their master's degrees, but I do require a bachelor's degree. And it's good to kind of know, if you hire a trainer, what certification they have, because there are some internet or mail order, back then when I started mail order, but internet, just take it at home and you get a certification. So you want to just know what you're getting into. You can always contact me too, if you want to know if a trainer you're researching has has legit credentials.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me a little bit more about Nutriformance and the other services you guys offer. So I think I saw online that you guys do things like nutrition or massage or things like that.
Well, we offer massage, spinning, group fitness classes, yoga, Pilates, nutrition counseling with a registered dietitian, and corporate wellness services too.
Oh, okay. So I guess the first thing that stood out to me was just the nutrition. So that's another area that is kind of sticky, because there's so many different trends on that too. So one week you can eat eggs, the next week you can't eat eggs. So how would somebody, I guess, access that service? I mean, do you have to be engaged in personal training at Nutriformance? Do you have to be a member? How does it work?
Good question. You do not have to be a member to utilize any of our services. And our nutrition department and our registered dietitians, the way they operate is similar to personal training. They will listen to the goals of the client and develop an individualized program. The one major difference we have that makes us unique is we do, in fact, have registered dietitians. These are licensed by the state of Missouri. It's very different from a nutritionist. I can technically be a nutritionist. You guys are nutritionists.
Right.
But a registered dietitian has to go through a rigorous program, as well as continuing education, and they are licensed by the state. And they are the authority in nutrition counseling.
And I even saw things like that you guys will do grocery store tours, meal planning, preparation, metabolism testing. What's up? To kind of explain all that.
The grocery tours are cool. That's it's geared for households and to help whoever is in charge in the household of grocery shopping to know how to shop for certain foods, read labels, all that good stuff. And it's an educational experience. Sometimes the entire family will go with, or sometimes just the person who does grocery shopping. From what I've heard from other clients, it just opened their eyes to a lot of different things and what to look out for, what to buy, what not to buy. And also, of course, according to their individual nutrition program that the dietitians are trying to help them with.
Yeah. I just wanted to remind our listeners that they are listening to Webster Groves Health Radio on KWRH LP with Matt Factor and David Factor of Factor Physical Therapy. And our guest is Randy Leopando of Nutriformance.
Yeah, so I like what you're saying about the grocery store tours. And I usually tell people, you can't fail on your diet. if you go ahead and plan ahead of time, right? So if you go ahead and just stock your house with only the things you're getting at the grocery store, and it's all quality stuff, right? And if they met with somebody like one of your registered dietitians, then they're going to have much more likelihood of success because it's going to be the only thing they have in their fridge or their pantry, right?
Right, right. And a lot of people's goals are weight loss, and I have a secret that weight loss is primary. It's about 80% nutrition and 20% exercise. The exercise component just accelerates the process, but anyone can lose weight with proper nutrition. It's the exercise component mixed in that really helps increase the results.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that a lot of people don't realize the importance of that. And so sometimes you'll see people slogging away doing 90 minutes of cardio, and there's just left a giant puddle of water all around them. And at the end of the day, they're still not hitting their goals, you know?
It's so easy to replenish that 90 minutes of cardio of calories in a matter of 5 minutes.
Right.
It's sad, but true. It's so easy to do that. And that's what people don't realize. People think they can reward themselves after workout, but you know, if you get a hard workout in, if you burn anywhere between 350 to 500 calories, I used to tell people, well, you just eat like 4 or 5 Hershey Kisses, you pretty much defeat.
And that's so small.
Something like that.
And the holidays are coming up.
Brutal. Yeah, the holidays. You know, the holidays.
Trick or treat.
We try to tell people, you know what, if you have a busy holiday season, don't try to lose weight. It's the worst time. Just try to maintain. Don't go too crazy. And we give holiday tips too, on our different social media outlets. That we'll give some tips and some pointers for the holidays. But if you try to don't beat yourself up and try and go on a diet or whatever during holidays, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So I noticed when I was taking a tour of your facility about a month or so ago, you had different sections within even your gym and where people were training a little bit differently. Could you tell us about that?
We have one part of our gym that focuses primarily on sports performance enhancement. So we have student athletes ranging from grade school to college age, and they're our specialty speed and agility training. So we basically, an athlete comes in, they want to become quicker, faster, stronger. We can see them for that. Other parts in the gym, we do have an area where we do small group training, which is 12 people or less. And we have another group training program that's 5 people or less per one coach or one trainer.
So is this the same thing as the hybrid training that you have, or is this different?
So the sports enhancement is different from the hybrid training. Glad you brought that up. Hybrid training. We developed hybrid training in 2009 when metabolic training, which is basically a circuit style training that started really hitting the fitness facilities and as a way to burn calories and all that good stuff. We developed in 2009 a safer version that encompassed strength, power, mobility, and endurance. We came up with a hybrid name because the program encompasses all those different characteristics and what a sound fitness program should be. We would like to think it's a safer alternative, and we've been doing it since 2009.
And how have your clients responded to it?
It's we've actually developed different forms of it, and overall they really like it. There's still, we've got this particular format. There's 12 people in the class per instructor, and it's still going.
Okay.
So Randy, you mentioned metabolic training. What exactly does that mean?
Metabolic training, in layman's terms, is a session where you it's high intensity. It's meant to burn a lot of calories in a short amount of time.
Oh, okay.
And it's not necessarily pure cardio. It's not necessarily pure weights either. It's actually a combination of both. So that's where that kind of started.
Yeah, it's the HIIT training.
It's sort of the HIIT training. It's circuit style training. It's using weights. It's using plyometrics. It's using even just jogging or cardio within the program. It's a whole mix of stuff. It's again geared to burn, to get the best bang for your buck in a short amount of time.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me, I did see online that you guys had different, like you had group classes and then you had private sessions. Kind of explain to me what kind of a population or client would, you know, how do people decide? Am I going to benefit from a group class? Are there different things that I can gain from that? Or,
well, there's two different reasons why someone would go to group versus private. Private, obviously, there's cost. Mm-hmm. So a private session is just you with a trainer. It's a very individualized program. With cost a factor, you're going to get
That's the one that's all about you, right?
Mm-hmm. All about you. The group training, the price changes a little bit, and you know, the programming gets a little bit more generalized, but we're still able to make adjustments for you and for your particular, if you have any issues or physical limitations. But the group training, some people like group training because they want to be around other people. You know, misery loves company.
Right, of course. They're only going to do it if their best friend drags them out of bed or something like that.
And we even have two types of group training. One is you and two or three of your buddies versus the other group training is when you pretty much sign up for a particular time slot and you're in there with four other people that you know, have similar goals as you and you may not even know them.
So do you ever get like the four best friends who are like, we got to get ready for spring break and it's January, so get us ready by March 21st?
We have. We've gotten that, preparing for a wedding, maybe preparing for a class reunion. So we get a little bit of that.
So okay. You get a little bit of bride boot camp.
Yes.
So what are the different classes that you offer?
Different classes we offer. Well, there's total body or sculpting type classes, more traditional group fitness. We have Pilates, mat Pilates. We also have Pilates reformer classes. We have yoga. We have, what's another one? Oh, we have these bar classes as well. I'm not very good at describing the particular style of class, but it...
Is it kind of like dancing oriented?
Yeah, the background is in dance. So okay. It's there's different studios around town that focus solely on that, but we do have different classes. We have different fusion classes where we may mix a bar class with Pilates style exercises as well.
And then what are typical class sizes?
We have so when we tier our different classes, our group fitness classes are 21 people or less. Our hybrid style training classes are 12 people or less, and then we have. Then we get into the small group training.
Right. So, yeah. The ones we have different tiers. Kind of customized.
Yeah. Okay. It's different tiers. It's for, you know, it's for people's, whether it's their financial needs or what motivates them the most.
Now, are all these classes, would they be in your studio rooms that I saw, or would some of them be out in the gym area?
We do have, so the group fitness classes that are 21 people or less is in our group fitness studio. The other classes are out on the floor.
Oh,
so
cool.
When you came in out there, and we like that because it provides an energy of the gym and people may get motivated by that class and may want to jump in, or it just provides a whole nice community feel.
Yeah.
I noticed also when I was there that you had this interesting treadmill that had a pretty extreme incline. You could get up on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That treadmill.
So tell us about that one, yeah.
That treadmill. So we're a network of Athletic Republic, and that's a sports training facility. That particular treadmill there, our high-speed treadmill, goes up to a 40% grade and 28 miles per hour.
Wow.
And we don't focus on the speed as much as we do the incline. There's different protocols, and that's our main bread and butter for anyone who needs to, who wants speed development. You guys should try it sometime.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think
I like that. Yeah. So I guess what one thing that really stood out to me was your website. And I liked it because it was straightforward and to the point. And then the topics that you guys kind of covered or the areas that you featured were really relevant. So it showed people who know what they're talking about, and it kind of piqued my interest. So I encourage anybody to definitely go to the Nutriformance website and kind of check it out, and just kind of read around and see, you know, look at the testimonials on there, look at some of the, you know, you've got nutrition articles, and then you can see some, you know, kind of an overview of the services. There's even, I think, a video on there of you on YouTube. So
there's a few videos of me. Well, you mentioned the hybrid training. Well, so what we've done since 2009, we were following some consultation advice from a fitness management guru. That hybrid training, we actually film that class. It's a program that the exercise program is done the entire month. So we'll film the 12 circuit routines so that clients can look at it and kind of get a heads up of what the exercise will be about. And so there's videos since 2009.
Wow.
And you can also look on our other social media outlets. We try to put out educational content, whether it's on our website, like you said, our Facebook page, our Instagram, or our Twitter. We always provide some educational pieces so that you guys can, the audience can also keep up with all the trends in fitness and nutrition.
Yeah.
Along with the videos, I also like the fact that you guys have pictures of different people that offer your services. So that way, if I go ahead and pick a service, I can know who I'm going into and know what to expect.
And identify them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, our bio page, correct. That's a nice way for someone who's ready to embark on their fitness journey to kind of see who's going to beat them up.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
So to kind of jump back to the nutrition part, I did see online that you guys offered metabolism testing. What does that entail?
We got this new device called the InBody. And this InBody measures your body fat, your hydration, and it also has the ability, based on your weight and all that, all the other things, to kind of determine your basal metabolic rate. So that's how we measure your resting metabolism now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I like that. And so, like, let's say you were going to begin like a personal training session. Is that included, or is that something that you get from the nutrition end?
It's not included in the personal training, but during the consultation, we may recommend it, especially if someone's goal is weight loss.
Sure. Sure.
So if someone is coming in for like a personal training session or something, what kind of physical shape do they need to be in?
When someone comes in for personal training, it all starts with myself, and I kind of get a little health history from them. I will also conduct a functional movement screen. And from then on out, I'll determine if they need kind of what level they should be starting fitness-wise. And like I said, for us, the exercise programs are individualized, so I'll help guide that initial first phase of training, and then the trainer can take it from there.
So you're kind of the gatekeeper, and they go through you, and then you match them up at that point?
Yes.
What if people get attached to you? Can they stay with you?
They can't.
You're just like, hey, you can't train with the boss here, and then you just show them a couple of YouTube videos, show them how to get a perfect score on the FMS, and then...
Right. Or I just lie to them and make them do these outrageous exercises. Right. Then anyone want to train with me.
That's right.
Oh, that's funny.
So tell me a little bit, just give us some success stories real quick.
Boy, we have plenty, yeah. But off the top of my head, we've worked with a client who had spinal fusion surgery. So there's an example of a type of client that came to us so that he can continue his golf game. And actually, he recently won a tournament at his club over the weekend. And
oh, terrific.
He's been doing just fine. Success stories, we've had clients losing up to between 60 and 90 pounds on our program. Again, it all depends on how much they needed to lose and wanted to lose and all that. Other success stories include one thing that I think we do different also from our competition is we have this, what we call our bridge program. It's for those people who come out of surgery, go to physical therapy, and then we bridge that gap between physical therapy and fitness. And we work closely with the physical therapist and make sure that we don't undo what they just fixed.
Right. And I think that's a big key. And so that's how I met Randy. So the Factor Physical Therapy, we're interested in keeping people active too. So after our role as physical therapist is done, then we definitely want to send them over to knowledgeable trainers and a knowledgeable gym where these people can continue their goals and continue their recovery. Because in physical therapy, we can't do everything for you. And we definitely don't have the resources of a full-fledged commercial gym. So
yeah, that's the thing. Everyone's different, and as long as we consult with the physical therapist, we can provide a fitness program that's really tailored for that particular person. Someone can have a rotator cuff injury, but there's different types, and we want to make sure that we're transitioning them properly versus re-injuring them or possibly causing any more damage.
Sure. And I think just that awareness in and of itself, I think, helps you guys, do great for your clients.
Yeah. Our team of trainers is great. They know their roles, and all their trainers have such different specialties, but they also definitely know when they need to seek outside expertise. They're smart enough in that way that they're smart enough to know that they don't know everything. And I think that's a problem with a lot of trainers out there, that they also think they can do rehab. And rehab, we fully respect it. It's a totally different realm. And there's a lot of other factors. Ooh, factors.
Yeah, that's right.
Involved in physical therapy. So,
well, the world of fitness is certainly huge. And I'm constantly reading and learning new things. So, we definitely need each other. And I think that that's where, gyms like Nutriformance really do a great job. And it's great. It's great seeing you and great having you on.
Great to be on.
How can our listeners get in touch with you, Randy?
Well, they can email me, randyl@nutriformance.com. They can call me at 314-432-6103. And you can check on our website and just kind of look around at our gym. We have pictures. We have different pages you can look at and learn a little bit more about us that way.
Okay, Randy, thanks again for coming and talking with us about personal training and Nutriformance and all the other services you guys offer. And we'd like to thank our listeners for joining us for Webster Groves Health Radio. Join us for upcoming shows on Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 2:30 p.m.